Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Today's show, Why DNA is Not Your Destiny, Epigenetics to the Rescue. Now, what does that mean? Well, you know what it means. Periodically, you're in a medical office with a symptom, worse yet, a disease, something emerging, some dark cloud about to splatter your plans. And you ask the doctor, why? How did I get it? What can I do? Now, picture yourself, because you've been there before in some way, shape, or form. And that doctor kind of puts his head down and he said, well, we can manage this problem. We can manage your symptom. We can manage your disease. But quite honestly, it's progressive. And you put your head up and you say, but why? Why can't I do anything about it? I don't accept it. I want to be proactive. And the doctor says, well, see, you really can't because it's genetic. You got it because it's genetic. Now, we're adding something to that moment today here in 2016. We're adding something to that moment. We're adding a memory of the fact that, well, say, some of our top celebrities, people American culture tends to emulate, make radical decisions about their life based upon their genetic profiling. In that our study of the human genome, in that we mapped it some 13, 14 years ago, in that increasingly we're putting billions and trillions of dollars into the research. Google owner Wojcicki and the $99 DNA test didn't quite make it in the market, but it is on its way. And what you're going to hear more and more, because there's a certain amount of truth to it, that's the caveat. That's where your education comes in very handy. You're going to hear more and more about this in the doctor's office when facing a perilous crisis. You're going to be told it's in the DNA. More than that, we can test you to tell you even ahead of time that it's in the DNA and that maybe you should, like Angelina did, maybe you should take and be proactive ahead of time. Cut the organ out because you're going to get it anyway. Because that's what the genetic testing says. Now, there is a whole other world on the other side of these statements, and you have to get literate. Some of you are just getting literate to the computer. I'm old enough to tell you that was a challenge for me. Some of you still aren't even on it. If you are on the computer, please get to my website, straighttalk.cc. That's 2Ts dot CC, not dot com. If you're driving, just listen. I'll describe things as best I can. The point is, you went through the transition with the computer. And you can't get around it. You have to go through this transition with the words genetics, genomics, the genome. And now to make matters, well, to make matters much better, the word and meaning of the term epigenetics. Epigenetics is not something you're going to splatter the headlines on the news with. Epigenetics is not something that's going to be touted by pharmaceutical. Epigenetics is not going to be on the tip of every medical doctor's tongue, because the truth about epigenetics, and I'll explain it to you today, the truth about epigenetics is it can set you free. It is one of the bases for holistic medicine. If you understand the relationship between gene expression and non-expression, between the silencing of the genes versus the expression, then you'll understand the importance of the term epigenetics. So, if you can't get to the website, you've got to do some of the basic science here today. All right, if you're on the website, look at picture number 4. That's a human cell. All of us have some relationship with what a human cell looks like. It's like a grape. It's got a skin. It's got the gooey stuff in the middle that we call cytoplasm. And then it's got the core, the nucleus, where reproduction occurs, where cell replication begins, where the DNA is. And that's a human cell. When we're talking about genetics, we're basically saying that something in the core of the cell gets activated because it was there in the first place and maybe it shouldn't have been. Some chemical entity in the sequence of the DNA, and I'm going to get more graphic about that in a minute, activated, and that told the cell to do stupid things. Once the cell isn't functional, once it does things you don't want it to do, you've got big problems. And that could range to anything. I like to think of it in terms of cancer. That's most exciting and interesting to me. But it could be any disease. It could be any symptom. Certainly, you're going to be told at some step along the way, the reason your genes activated is because you were just coded that way. You were born that way. This is an inherited trait, and it's expressing. But what I want you to focus on here is that means the cell then has to listen to the command from the DNA and begin to do things that are contrary to optimal physiology. So let's get that relationship, DNA to the function of the cell. Now, basic stuff that some of you already understand. Chromosomes, if you look at picture number 1, that's a great graphic of X marks the spot, that X-shaped chromosome. That chromosome, what we call chromosomes, the human chromosome, anybody's chromosome, is just a string of DNA. That's all a chromosome is a string of DNA. And along certain segments of that string, certain sections of that string of DNA are genes. A gene is just a segment of that long string, and in that segment, a specific command comes out. So all you have to think of, chromosomes, genes, DNA, all you have to think of is massive, massive strings of DNA. And along each so many segments is a specific area that will cause the cell to produce certain proteins. And that segment is called a gene. And there are many genes along the long string of DNA, which is separated by chromosomes. And this, if you look at the graphics, if you can, it's so extremely clear. I've given you 4 or 5 pictures to get it. There in picture 1 is the upper left, you've got the core of the cell where the nucleus is, where we say the DNA is, but we really mean where the chromosomes are. And as those chromosomes reveal themselves, you'll see that the chromosome is just a string of DNA. Now, if you look at picture number, if you look at picture 2, that's a great picture to describe what we mean by the gene. The gene is this segment along the string of DNA, and along that segment, in picture 2, what's in parentheses, along that segment is a command or a series of commands that then the cell will perform, and thus the gene is expressed if it's going to be expressed. And that, of course, is the point we're going to get to in a moment. But if we just look at DNA itself, Well, if you go down to picture 10, DNA is a combination of three different pieces. It's what we call a nitrogenous base pairs. When you hear that DNA is just a sequence of the same base pairs, adenine, thymine, cytosine, guanine, that's what they mean. They mean that DNA is a meeting between base pairs, and those base pairs can be sequenced in a gazillion number of ways. Based on the sequences of those base pairs in the DNA strand, you get different commands. So we go from the nucleus of the cell to the chromosome, which is just a string of DNA segments along the chromosome, which is the gene. But if we break the gene down again, it's just a sequence of DNA strands, of DNA base pairs. And there's a little bit more outside that. As you see from picture four, what we call a DNA segment is not just the base pair, it's also what they call the phosphate backbone. In addition to which, there's other things that really aren't important at the moment. The key is that when we talk about nucleotides, we're referring to the base pairs. Adenine is a nucleotide. Thymine is a nucleotide. Guanine is a nucleotide. Cytosine is a nucleotide. So what's DNA? It's a string of paired nucleotides. And the sequences of those paired nucleotides give specificity to the gene. Now, that may be a lot, but it's really not. But you got to at least understand that fundamentally to get to why an understanding of genetics versus epigenetics is a really big deal. When somebody says you have a disease, and this is a genetic thing, and genetics is final, and you got it, it basically means that the sequencing of those base pairs is not normal. You have a sequencing, unlike your sister or brother, that you inherited or that just mutated, that's abnormal. So if Western science, as it relates to a disease, can isolate a sequence of base pairs that's not normal, we say you got problems. And then we can correlate a statistic to how that relates to probability-wise whether or not you're going to get a disease. So if you test positive for the BRCA gene, that means you're going to have a higher incidence of breast cancer. And they're going to give you that statistic. And then they're even going to say, like they did with Angelina Jolie, they're going to say, well, maybe you should be preventative and have your breasts taken off because you have a higher probability. This is why I'm doing the show today. Certainly not to criticize anybody's choice. But there was another piece to that. And that other piece wasn't part of the Times Magazine article. And that other piece isn't what they tell you about. That other piece is called the epigenetic part of this. It means even if you've got that improper sequence, what's the chance it's going to express? It's not just that you've got the sequence, it's whether the sequence expresses. And of course, we call this the regulation of the gene. The gene expresses or it does not express. Based on what does it express and based on what does it not express? You see, there's another piece. And that other piece is the science of epigenetics. Believe me, the science of epigenetics is so tied in to the science of holistic medicine, chances are it'll get snuffed. You're not going to get funding to really study the full gamut of what we mean by epigenetics.